Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:38, time for our regular Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, author of the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Good Eats. Good morning, Lieutenant. You know how this virus-free Friday works here on the station today?
Yes, I do. Yes, they sent me a long email with all the explanations and everything. It's great. Good to hear from you.
We wouldn't want to have to arrest you for mentioning you know what. But outside of the newscasts and various commercial messages, we're trying to give people a little break today. And
yeah, you know, I actually do that myself. You listen to classical music for a couple hours a day, stop listening to the news, and take a day where you just we don't talk about it. It's good.
Yep, and it seems like with the sun out and it's Friday and a nice weekend ahead, this would be the perfect time to do it. Are you still checking out bakeries, by the way?
I do. I do, and I also, you know, another thing to take a break from, since we're taking a break from stuff, is I have been eating terribly since, for the last few weeks, and I think everybody else has too. We're just not keeping up on our diet because we're eating comfort food all the time. So this week I tried to do something healthy, and I went to a bakery called Deflowered. And it's deflowered, like flour that you bake with, not the flour that you, yeah, Lou, were talking about in the backyard. So it's called Deflowered, and it's a gluten-free bakery. Everything they make is gluten-free.
Now, Marianne's going to love this place. I'm surprised you do, though.
Well, you know, my wife does not eat gluten, so she's gluten free. So this was a great thing for me to bring home for her. They make these great cupcakes and bundt cakes, and you can order directly from the bakery, but also along Wrigleyville, Edgewater, Andersonville. They have a lot of coffee shops that they supply. So when you go in there, you can try the gluten free stuff. I'll tell you, it's amazing what they can do these days with special diets. I got these bundt cakes that were as good as that nothing but bundt. I mean, they were really good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It's very surprising to find out that they can accommodate special diets these days, and they can make things taste very nearly the same as with all the sugar and butter. I don't know how they do it.
Now, this place actually supplies goodies to other coffee shops around town, don't they?
Right, yeah. Coffee shops all along the lakefront, there's and in the suburbs, too, and they also do a lot of restaurants. So if you go to deflowerbakery.com, you can place an order from their bakery, or see the list of restaurants and coffee shops they provide stuff to. And they do, curbside pickup. You can just come right up. It's right at Doral and Clark, so it's convenient on the north side. That's a great neighborhood, Dunmore and Clark. I lived there as a young man, and it's very diverse and very fun.
1477 West Balmoral. Yeah, that's a great area. Oh, by the way, before I forget, we had a text about this. Somebody wanted me to ask you about the virtual run to remember tomorrow morning. This person who wrote us, Frank Gross, retired Chicago Police Department, now with the foundation. I guess you can register at cpdmemorial.org. If you can run, walk, or stroll, funds benefit Chicago Police families of fallen and catastrophically injured officers. So that's a good cause, and that's tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
That's Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Does a lot of great things for police officers and their families when they are you know, when they die or are catastrophically injured. So, yeah, I'm a big supporter of them.
Okay, so if you want to find out more about that, cpdmemorial.org, wanted to get that in. So you're trying to be healthy. You're trying to maybe get in shape now. Is that it, Lieutenant?
Well, I'm just trying to have one healthy day in a row would be an accomplishment at this point. I've pretty much gained back all the weight I lost. I tried so hard over the winter to lose weight, and I pretty much gained it all back in the last 2 months. So.
Yeah, well, then I probably shouldn't be mentioning this, don't listen. But, you know, Pizzeria Portofino, fantastic place, and it's before they closed up for you know what. I can't say it, or else I'll be zapped here. Yeah, I don't want to be zapped. But they're at 317 North Clark Street, and you just couldn't get in there. Guess what? They're doing a carry-out and delivery pop-up now. So if you want Pizzeria Portofino, you can do that at 317 North Clark. Carry-out and delivery, it's a little pop-up operation they got going. And I think it's this weekend only, tomorrow and Sunday between 2 and 8 p.m. I don't know if they're going to do it beyond this weekend, but they're doing it this weekend. So I want to check
all
that
right,
out.
That's great.
Want some pizza. There you go. All right, Lieutenant, let's see. What were you going to say?
I was gonna say, at the beginning of the break when you tried to go to Steve, I had this vision of Steve Kazanich running down the hallway with a cup of coffee going, oh, my God, I'm supposed to be in there.
That's probably what happened. You know, from time to time, people say, well, why don't you talk about something other than the North Side? And even when you do talk about the South Side, they still say that. But I see that you did check out a place on the South Side this week, didn't you?
Right. And that's, you know, they say that because Southsiders are just, you know, they're very self-centered as opposed to Northsiders who are giving. And
Should I forward the emails and text to you over the weekend?
Sure.
All right.
But I did go to the South Side to a restaurant called Healthy Substance, which is at 6852 West Archer, and that's on Beat 811. And it was suggested to me by Officer Patrick Derry of the 8th District, and it's vegan Mexican food. Again, sticking with the I got to eat something better because, you know, the potatoes and steaks aren't handling it right now. But so I went got vegan Mexican food, and this is a really cute little place right on Archer Avenue. They you know, normally have 8 tables going. They're doing a takeout now for some reason. And
good job.
Good save. And so they do smoothies, they do some vegan sandwiches and tamales. And so I tried the smoothies because I love when they make these fruit smoothies now. You know, Mariano's does it where you go in and they have the little smoothie bar.
Mm-hmm.
And so Healthy Substance does it, and they do it really well. I had an energy power smoothie, which is bananas, mango, kiwi, and orange juice, and they can add stuff in for little prices like turmeric or which I don't know what turmeric is, but my wife says it's really good. So
oh yeah, we were talking to Dr. Kevin Most about turmeric and ginger. We were talking about that last week. Very good for your immune system.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I got some because my wife just always talks about it.
Yep.
You can also put hemp in there, but I wasn't sure if I would be able to drive home, so I didn't know.
It'd be very embarrassing if you got pulled over.
Yeah. I also had a turkey sandwich. It was vegan turkey and vegan cheese and you know, real nice toasted bread. It was very all the food was, again, I'm always surprised when you go to a decent restaurant like this where vegan food tastes just as good, you know, maybe a little different, but just as good as what you can get at a regular restaurant.
You know, mac and cheese, especially these days, very comforting. And so I wonder what the vegan mac and cheese, so that's like strictly vegan. It probably doesn't taste that much different.
No. The vegan cheese doesn't taste that much different. I got that mostly for my kids, and they really liked it. I just tried it a little bit. It tasted good. I don't know what the difference is between vegan cheese and regular cheese, but it really didn't taste that much different. And I don't know. What the difference between pasta, vegan pasta? Pasta is pretty well vegan, right? Except they don't have, it probably wouldn't have eggs. They have an egg substitute, I would think.
You have to ask my wife about all that. She knows that. I know she buys pasta I don't know, it's made out of zucchini or something. And as far as the cheeses go, you have to ask Orion Samuelson what animal the cheese comes from. I'm not sure.
I would love to meet Orion Samuelson some days. I've been listening to him since I was a little kid.
Yeah, we all have. All right, that's healthy substance, 6852 West Archer.
Right, yeah.
And did we say who recommended that to you?
Yeah, Officer Patrick Derry in the 8th District. He sent me that. I didn't get a history of it. I didn't find out. I know we talked about Officer Derry before, but I can't remember what he did in the past. I didn't write that down this week.
All right. Well, we'll check that out for your vegan goodies, vegan tamales. That sounds good, too, and the smoothies. All right. That sounds good. Let's get to a little bit of food news. We mentioned this week that Fat Rice is no more. Big Logan Square spot. They closed up, but they are open again as a meal kit only marketplace over there at 2957 West Diversey. So you get meal kits there now, available for pickup only. But the restaurant for the foreseeable future is dead. Fat Rice.
Right.
Did you ever go there? It's pretty good.
No, I never did. I don't know why. I know I drove past it a bunch of times. I never stopped in.
Let's see. Other restaurant news. I know you have a couple of things, Lieutenant. Before we get to that, wanted to mention Chipotle adding some items. Well, you talk about trying to be a little healthier. They're promoting wellness with 5 new menu items targeted at customers who may have fallen off the New Year wagon. They're called lifestyle bowls. So you may want to check out the lifestyle bowls at Chipotle now.
All right. And, just to stick with the healthy and the vegan stuff, Eater Chicago had a story about places that you can go to get takeout and vegan and vegetarian food. If you go to Eater Chicago, they have a list. And I just wrote down, one on each part of the city. There's Urban Vegan at 1601 West Montrose has some vegan and vegetarian dishes, and Art of Dosa, 125 South Clark. And this restaurant, I love the name, Can't Believe It's Not Meat, at 1368 West 53rd, East 53rd Street. East 53rd Street. Oh, yeah.
Got it. East 53rd. Okay. 1368 East 53rd. Got it.
Yeah, and also, I don't know why they didn't come up with this when I was a younger man, but Goose Island has a beer truck roaming around the city playing ice cream music, and so you can stop the beer truck and get yourself a beer, which I read the story, and I go, is that legal? And if it is, why haven't we been doing this for years?
Well, you're a cop. You should know if it's legal or not.
I guess obviously they wouldn't get away with it for very long. It's not legal.
The Goose Island beer truck with playing ice cream truck music.
Yeah, ice cream truck music, and they're selling a Sunshine Tomorrow Blonde, which is, great for this weekend. We got sunshine coming tomorrow, so get some Sunshine Tomorrow Blonde.
Okay.
Hey, Goose Island, guys.
And before we get to your thank yous, I don't want to run out of time. I know you wanted to mention Mindy's Bakery on North Damon, because a lot of people know about Mindy Siegel, don't they?
Yeah, Mindy Siegel has run Mindy's, it's Hot Chocolate, it's called. And Hot Chocolate is now going to close down, and Mindy Siegel is opening up Mindy's Bakery at 1747 North Damon. I loved going. I took the kids to Hot Chocolate, and I think she's the catalyst for this. There's kind of a whole hot chocolate, gourmet hot chocolate movement around the city, and I think it started with her. Mm-hmm. But she's opening up a bakery And she's been turning Hot Chocolate into a bakery, so she'll still be there, but it's it'll be a little less of a full-service restaurant and just more of a bakery-style place.
1747 North Damon for that. Let's get in some thank yous before we let you go. Go ahead, Lieutenant.
Since I was down in the 8th District, I talked to Brian, Commander Brian McDermott in the 8th District, and he wanted to say thank you because on Easter Sunday, an anonymous citizen in 8th sent food from Ignatz Restaurant at 2421 South Oakley. They had a big Easter dinner for the police officers, and that was great. And Fatima Abued, who works at Sanad Social Services on 63rd Street, organized and donated food from Al Bashah Cuisine, which is a Mediterranean restaurant, and it's located at 7216 West College Drive in Palos Heights. So they sent food to the 8th District this week. So Commander McDermott wanted to say thank you.
Big thanks to all those folks, and Lieutenant, as always, thanks to you for your service and for the restaurant news and food reviews here every Friday. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Hey. Let's be careful out here.